talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. One very good development, the Food and Drug Administration just gave authorization to Pfizer's COVID treatment pill. Paxlovid, it's called. Treatment pill for COVID from Pfizer called Paxlovid. Here's some of the facts on it, but I'll tell you what it won't do. The facts on it are that when it was tested and taken early in your COVID diagnosis, it was 89% effective at reducing death and severe illness. 89%. Even after you have COVID, if you get it early, and if it's mild to moderate coronavirus, if it's extreme and dangerous coronavirus, you've got to go to the hospital. They estimated, as an example of the 89%, that for every 100,000 people that take it, it will spare 1,200 deaths and 6,000 hospitalizations. In other words, if 100,000 people who already have COVID, but it's early and it's mild to moderate, it'll spare 1,200 of them from death and 6,000 of them from hospitalization. It's okay for the treatment of mild to moderate. I want to say that again. Some people come very early and they show extreme pathological coronavirus. They've got to go right to the hospital. The other condition on it is you've got to be over 12 years old. You cannot give it to people under 12 years old. And you've got to weigh more than 88 pounds. You've got to weigh more than 88 pounds. You know, most people over 12, maybe not. Maybe I'm misstating this, but, you know, if you're even if you're over 12, if you're not 88 pounds, you should not take it. It's prescription only. Your doctor has to prescribe it, and you should take it as soon as possible, and in any event, within 5 days of the onset of coronavirus. Now, this sounds terrific. This sounds great. One concern I have is that people will then go, well, I don't have to be vaccinated. I don't have to be vaccinated. You know, if I get it, I'll know right away. Go in and take this pill, and then I'll be spared death and bodily injury, death and hospitalization. Well, no, get vaccinated. You should get vaccinated. In my judgment, you should get the two vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna. The one vaccine from J&J, Johnson & Johnson, is better than nothing. But the fact of the matter is, try to get two and get a booster. And get a booster. And apparently, you're able to cross match. In other words, theoretically, you could have two Pfizer and get a Moderna booster and vice versa. Try, though, to get the one that you got. Try to get the one that you got. And talk about belt and suspenders. If you get vaccinated, let's say you get two shots of Pfizer, which I did, and one booster from Pfizer, which I did, you are very well protected from death and from hospitalization and from having to go on a heart-lung machine or a ventilator or anything else. Now, there are such things as crossover infections. There are a small percentage of people who are vaccinated, boosted, and they nevertheless get a crossover infection, but it's typically mild, and that's the instance in which you should go in immediately to the doctor, get a prescription, and take this pill. So it's a very, very good development, Paxlovid, but it's not the silver bullet to kill the vampire. The silver bullet to kill the vampire is a whole bunch of bullets. Two vaccines, one booster, and have this in reserve with your doctor if necessary. And one way not to get crossover infections, wear a mask when you're inside in enclosed spaces. or if you're in warm weather outside and there's a lot of people crowding around, look what happened in the Rose Garden with Trump when he introduced Amy Comey Barrett, whom he was putting up for the Supreme Court. It was in Washington, D.C. It was a very hot, still night. People are standing together, and about a dozen people got COVID. Trump got COVID. Amy Comey Barrett had already had COVID. Trump's sons, two of them, Don Jr. and Barron, got COVID. Chris Christie got COVID. So even if you're outdoors, but you're in close quarters and it's a very, very large crowd, wear a mask, certainly indoors at all times. When I go into a store, a grocery store, I wear a mask. And you social distance wherever possible. It's not always possible, especially not at the holidays and a Christmas dinner with your family, of course. But when you're out and about, social distance as much as possible. If you do all those things, this is belt and suspenders, the likelihood of you getting COVID is very, very slim. And in the off chance you do, Paxlovid, the new pill from Pfizer, is the ticket. So it's very good news. The only potential problem is that some folks who are lazy or some folks who aren't getting it will go, well, okay, I do not have to be vaccinated. That is wrong. That is very, very wrong. Dr. Fauci and every one of the epidemiologists has looked at this, said absolutely, absolutely get boosted as well as getting the vaccine. Absolutely. So good news. It's nice to start out on good news. Nice to start out on good news. Well, we're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. You're the early bird today. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Oh, a couple of things. Merry Christmas early in case you're not on tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
They're kicking around some stuff on the TV this morning about the president. All of a sudden, all the good things. The supply chain hoax, as the last guy would call it, was a hoax. 97% from FedEx on time delivery, 99% from the United States Post Office. Then they talked about the year he's had. $350 billion to state and local governments, $1,400 checks to people during the beginning of COVID, or not beginning, but during COVID. 40 federal judges, twice the number Ronald Reagan got in his first year. And the infrastructure bill, just to name a couple. But yet, you know, everything's wrong in this country. The only thing he hasn't done this year that I don't like, and it's only one thing, get rid of the guy that runs that post office.
Louis DeJoy.
DeJoy's
got to
go. But, I mean, finally, the media is starting to talk about these things the right way. I wish he would be a little bit, you know, get out there and... It's just not in his nature, I guess, to sit and boast about stuff, but he needs to.
Yeah. You know, you're making a very good point, and very early in the show, and in the spirit of Christmas going forward, let's accentuate the positive. Joe Biden is a very, very fine president. Joe Biden has done a lot. He ended the war in Afghanistan. I did not like the way the withdrawal went and so forth, but that is a pathological country. It's been pathological for his known historical existence, and you can't save people from their own culture. He did ram through the infrastructure bill, the one that $1.5 billion that's rebuilding our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, putting in rural broadband. This is very, very important. It's very similar to what Franklin Roosevelt did with rural electrification in the 1930s, you know, up until Roosevelt. A lot of folks living in rural areas didn't have electricity. They had outhouses. They had, burn candles? I mean, you know, the thing is they had no electricity. And he modernized it. And this is another leap forward to modernize the United States in that infrastructure bill. He has put in about 40 judges, the most since Reagan. And he has integrity. When he speaks, you know that he's a decent guy and an honest guy. He's not a sociopath and a thief. He's not in the hip pocket of Vladimir Putin. He stood up to Putin, and we're very fortunate to have him as president. I will say this, and you know, Dick, a lot of people go, well, he should boast more and this, that, and the other thing. and the press is after him. Every president says the press is after him. The only one who went overboard with it was Trump, because he has a thin skin. John F. Kennedy, whom I admired a great deal, the Herald Tribune wrote very, very negative articles about him for a while. You know what he did? He dug up the fact, which is true, that Karl Marx was a reporter for the Herald Tribune as a European correspondent in the 1840s, and he hit him on that. You know, I mean, this is John Kennedy. Now, did he shut him down? Did he insult him? Did he say that the reporter should be beaten up by a mob? No. Did Trump do all that? Yes. Joe Biden is, frankly, above all of that. Above all, yeah, the press, but I mean, the press has actually been very good to Joe Biden. So politics is politics. If you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen. That's what Harry Truman said. And so, yeah, it is true that they will turn things. But I got to say, and I'm saying this objectively, and I'm saying this as probably the earliest Biden supporter in the state, in the infrastructure of the Democratic Party, everybody was for Elizabeth Warren, for Bernie, this one and that one, everybody, Amy Klobuchar. You know, I used to have debate parties for Biden, and a skeleton guard showed up. There's no bigger booster of Biden than me. However, where he could have done better or made a mistake, it should be called. It should be called. So, Dick, thanks a lot for calling, and thanks a lot for pointing out the highlights of Joe Biden. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...